It is the season to be happy, joyful, and if criminals have their way, scammed. As we bounce around stores in person and online, our rushing around, well, it can make us, let's call it, careless. I'll be gentle on you this morning. And that could result in falling into a trap that criminals have set up for you. And by the way, in case you don't know, these traps can be very, very costly to you. It's knowledge and awareness that will be your safeguards. It's equally important, too, to know what you can do if one of these scams does indeed hit you. The next guest is here with the information that you need. He is an attorney with the Federal Trade Commission, Joshua Bransford. How are you today, Joshua?
I'm doing great, Chris. Thanks so much for having me.
And I'm going to throw some links at you listening, but as you know, we have them all at our homepage. But the basic one you need to remember is FTC.gov, and that'll get you as well to the other ones we'll mention along the way. Doing some research on this segment, Josh, and when I say scams are costly, last survey for 2023, over almost $300 million lost to holiday scams. The average, this is the average per victim, $1,500. So the criminals see a lot of money in these scams, do they not?
Oh, definitely. So from my understanding, for the first half of this year, we've seen over 360,000 reports of scams. It's over $1 billion in reported losses.
It's always more to be tech savvy, and if I say this sarcastically and seriously at the same time, if you want to learn to be tech savvy, get in touch with a criminal, because boy, they seem to be just on top of new ways to pull these scams. Like for texting, for example, text scams I know have been very common. And again, like I said back in the introduction, if you're rushing around, you get a text from you, presumably from Amazon, you're going to click the link and some nasty stuff is going to wind up happening.
Yeah, definitely. You know, as time has progressed, the scammers have been getting smarter as technology has changed. So, yeah, that's definitely one of the ways that they'll try to get money from you.
Now, how do you recognize that you're being scammed? Let's start with the it sounds funny to say this, but the old school way, if you're online, because a couple of ways that you can see if you have a link in your email or you're on a website, and let's just say, let's use Amazon again as an example, but if you hover over the link, you're going to see, if you see hotbod.com and then 15 other letters after that, it's probably not going to be a legitimate Amazon link. But what are some of the things that you need to be aware of that maybe aren't that obvious, that where you are isn't where you want to be?
Yeah, so that's a great point. So you can look to see what the address of the sender is. You can look in the email for anything that looks suspicious, possibly misspellings. You can look at the subject of the email. And one of the common things that, you know, scammers are going to be looking for, all of them, is they're going to be trying to take your money. So generally, if it's something that it seems like they're trying to get your money, that's one of the big red flags.
And that certainly brings in these pay platforms like Zelle and PayPal and others, because you can get scammed through them as well as receive scam emails purporting to be from them.
Yeah, definitely. Scammers will use multiple different types of, forms of payment, again, to try to get your money. They can use bank wires, they can use credit cards, they can use cryptocurrency. So it's just good to be aware what the scammer wants. And again, maybe if they're asking you to send something like a gift cards, to me that sounds to be suspicious, especially if you're trying to pay for something. Be aware of things like that.
Certainly, it's this time of year challenging to do. I know for you that's listening, because you have so many things going. I saw another great tip too for you to do all your shopping: set up a separate email so all the emails, whether they're legit or scamming, are all in one email folder, and you can take a little more time, be more focused doing things that way. They always say this with technology: do the laws keep up with technology when it comes to consumers?
Yeah, so I think we try to as much as possible. We've come out with this new impersonator rule that basically gives us another tool for us in our toolbox to go after scammers. But a lot of things, a lot of the scammers will more or less use the same bare bones fraudulent type of activity, which the FTC and other governmental agencies have and can use to go after them.
Talking with Joshua Bransford, who is an attorney with the Federal Trade Commission, about it is the season to get scammed, but you can watch out and protect yourself when you rely on the information from the Federal Trade Commission, FTC.gov, their website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. How closely does the FTC work with retailers and try to root out the illegitimate ones that pop up online, or is that where FTC and criminal law have to work together?
Yeah, so we definitely work closely with multiple government agencies, just depending on, I guess, the scam. But we definitely also have what we call alerts that will routinely be published, basically allowing the public to know of recent scams to be aware of. So we try to keep on top of it as much as possible.
And that link for that information, by the way, we have this on our homepage too, FTC.gov/consumer alerts, so you can sign up. I also want to recommend too, because I'm shocked by the number of people who don't have an antivirus on their smartphones, which is, in effect, it's a computer, and you want to have your every computer you have protected. Antivirus programs can help you avoid a lot of these scams as well. So let's say you're cautious, you're careful, but, and I did this myself not too long ago. I had an email that was something that I was needed to respond to. I was waiting for it. It was just a matter of poor timing. And I hovered over, like I was mentioning before, and I couldn't hit the brakes. I still clicked the link. And as soon as I did, it was like, okay, I got steps I got to do. I have to go change my username password on the account it was connected to and run an antivirus in my program to make sure that what I just clicked on doesn't do anything worse than what it might be doing. There's really some simple steps that people could take, but what's if you just mess up like I did and you just want to be sure that you're protected, what kind of reporting can someone do to the FCC to protect themselves and make better alerts?
Yeah, so for one, you can report whatever happened to you to the FTC. We have a phone number. I'm not sure if you have this on your site, but it's 877-382-4357. You also can go to the FTC's fraud report, which is going to be reportfraud.ftc.gov. And we also have that for Spanish speakers as well, which is just going to be, I believe, how you would say it in Spanish, same website. And the good thing is that we try to make it as available as possible. So you can report this information in your own language. We have translators. But I would say that's probably going to be the first step. And I would say that generally for these types of things, the faster you can go ahead and report these, the better. For one, it gives us, the FTC, a better understanding of kind of what's going on, because a lot of things that we do is we rely on the public to help us protect the public as much as possible. The other thing is, you know, if you can give us as much information as possible, that also gives us, you know, more tools to go after these scammers. So, you know, essentially kind of report this and try to report this as soon as possible.
Again, that's reportfraud.ftc.gov. And again, the number, and we'll put this up on the homepage as well, 877-382-4357. Because I guess when you do that, Joshua, it just really establishes and alerts the retailers that they have people scamming them, because retailers are going to be in the blind too. All of a sudden, a local or regional or national business starts getting all these calls claiming they've been ripped off. That's certainly not a reputation that businesses want to have attached to them either.
Definitely, that's it's a good point as well. And you know, if it gets to a point where you possibly may have sent money, or you think that your any type of monetary transaction has happened, retailers, your bank, your credit card company, you should definitely alert them as soon as possible, because they also have resources to basically try to protect you and them as much as possible.
And as a concluding point, too, with your credit cards or debit cards, and by the way, shop always with a credit card this time of year, because that gives you the greatest link to fraud protection and recovery versus a debit card. But turn on whatever options your bank offers as far as fraud alerts, charge limits, whatever the case may be. So that way, if something is happening that you're not aware of, you will be made aware of it, and you could take steps faster and sooner versus later and painfully. Starting point for the information, though, that will gain you the empowerment, the awareness you need to avoid all these holiday scams that are out there is FTC.gov. And we also have other links and a phone number that we referenced to earlier as far as alerts and frauds. Find that over at our homepage as well. We've been talking with attorney from the Federal Trade Commission, Joshua Bransford. Josh, thanks for helping us better understand how much we have to respond to and, more importantly, prevent getting scammed on this holiday season. And thanks so much for being here today.
All right. Thanks so much, Chris. It's been a pleasure.